This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Rachel.
I'm Laura.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and we roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything.
Oh boy, are we.
We truly are. Wow, what a long-awaited episode we have for you guys.
Yes, today's topic is hentai.
We are here. We made it.
And we are joined by Dana Hollander. They are an amateur sociologist. I love that and want to get back to that. A cosplayer, an anime expert, and co-host on the podcast, Are Weeb There Yet? Hi, Dana. Welcome.
Yay. Hi, I'm so excited to be here, finally.
I know. Thank you so much for joining us. This has probably been one of the most requested episodes we've had. And we don't know anything about it, we kind of like put off doing it because we were like, we really know nothing. and then you approached us and you're like, hey, how come you haven't done this? I have a podcast about anime. And we're like, well, this seems like a pretty great fit.
Oh,
yeah.
So thank you so much for coming on.
I'm honored. Thank you.
We didn't want to lead our listeners down a path of true ignorance and just
right.
Wikipedia articles that we would find on
right.
our own.
But like, so. I do feel like I am an expert now, which is actually interesting. So
gotta do some deep dives to get into it.
Yeah, after 24 hours of researching, I really feel like I know the ins and outs of the entire history of Japanese art in general. So ask me anything, really.
There you go.
How did you initially, like, how long would you say that you've been a fan, dare I say a connoisseur, of hentai? And how did you first kind of like stumble into it or find an interest in it?
So I started watching anime when I was like 11, which kind of just naturally led into searching for anime sex on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, when I was like 12, because, you know, sexual awakenings, whatever.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And obviously YouTube didn't yield much, so I was like, what if I do Google?
Ah.
And that got me somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
So I've been in this for a while.
Yeah, so you came into this front loving anime specifically.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I didn't discover hentai before anime.
Right. That's an interesting thought. I wonder if that happens to people.
I mean, it could be.
That it happens the other way around?
Yeah, if they find hentai, or if they just like hentai and they don't even actually care about anime,
I wonder.
That
could be. I feel like hentai is kind of like the elephant in the room with anime. I feel like it's what a lot of people think of first, because they think of like big titty anime girls.
Right, right.
So, and like tentacles and whatever.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Crazy. Do you have like any favorite sites, or where do you typically like to find the stuff that you watch?
I'll look at specific sites. I used to go on Hentai Haven, which ended up getting shut down.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they have since relocated to another URL, but I don't know what it is, unfortunately.
Right. Yeah.
I do know that there is a hentai manga website, so comics.
Right.
Called Faku.
Oh.
And they are actually free right now.
Oh,
thanks
wow.
to the quarantine. So if you want to look into that, yeah, it's F A K K U.
I just might.
F A K K U. That's a great recommendation. Mm-hmm. We might have listeners that, you know, don't know where to find their hentai except for Pornhub or what have you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this would be a great time to try it out, I guess,
right?
is what we're saying.
I mean, you got the time on your hands.
Yeah. Hentai websites are very useful because hentai has so many subgenres,
right?
Yes.
That you can like pick specific tags and stuff like that on those mm-hmm. websites. Whereas I feel like on Pornhub, you can't really do that.
Yeah,
because hentai is just a genre in itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll get to this later, but like just prepping the showdown, I was like, it's so abundantly obvious just searching on Pornhub that the people who are pirating and posting this content like don't get the universes. Like they've clearly taken these hentai clips and just translated them for the purposes of Pornhub. And I use the phrase translating lightly because I mean specifically that it, like, it's a lot of titles that are like MILF and Stepsister, like that one where the guy fucks the girl on the balcony and we're talking about hentai. And I'm like, I bet this is from a whole series. Yeah. And the entire like title of the series is left out.
Yeah.
Let alone the like characters or context from the, you know, universe that it comes from.
It's just a pirated clip.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And they're trying to come up with whatever grabby title they can.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For listeners who aren't familiar with hentai, I'm just going to give you a little definition.
Why not?
and stop me if anything I say is absolutely incorrect or egregious or just a lie, because sometimes I lie.
Will do.
So hentai is anime or manga pornography. It's a hand-drawn or computer animation originating or associated with Japan. And manga?
I say manga.
Manga. Okay, cool. Manga is specifically comics and graphic novels, right? Whereas anime is like animation.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
I also found research that the word hentai is short for hentai sayoku. Oh. Or like perverse sexual desire, that the original meaning of hentai in Japanese is, I'm going to say roughly speaking, transformation or metamorphosis. The implication being perversion or paraphilia, which I thought was really interesting, that like a transformation or metamorphosis could be etymologically linked to the idea of perversion.
Yeah, just that interesting. I know it as pervert. Like, I'll hear it in regular anime. Like, they'll just say hentai, like referring to someone as a perv.
Uh-huh.
So,
love
interesting.
That.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
Do you feel like, and this is, you know, me really like bearing my ignorance, do you feel like the storylines in most hentai, like, would you call them taboo or like deliberately perverse in a certain way, or is there as much hentai that's like just sex or like just a storyline and there's sex to it as there is hentai that's deliberately leaning into taboo or whatever we might consider like more edgy storylines?
Like, do you think there's just like romantic hentai? Is that what you're asking?
Yeah. Or just like boring story, you know, like is there
guy meets girl? Quote,
yeah, like guy meets girl, guy fucks girl, or would you find that many storylines center on the fact that it's a
perversion,
more like perverse art form? Like, is it deliberately wandering down that taboo path?
Well, I feel like hentai in general is a little... I have notes on why hentai is problematic.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
No, I want to get into it. Let's do it.
Yeah, because a lot of it typically involves, like, dubious consent.
Yeah.
Like, whether it is the man or the woman, like, it always seems like one of them doesn't quite want to do it when they start.
Sure.
Yeah.
There seems to be a lot of rape.
There's a lot of rape.
Lots of women screaming no while penetrated.
Yes. And I do think the trope is around subservient women, right? Like a very specific kind of female character.
Yeah.
In particular.
Yeah. And the other thing is that I feel like a lot of them, whether it's one character or both characters that are having sex, are high schoolers.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of underage people.
Yeah.
The most infamous hentai, I think, is called Boku no Pico.
Oh,
and it is about a very, very young, feminine-looking boy and, like, his daddy-ish.
Mm.
And it is super infamous. Like, people joke about it and stuff. But it, I mean, there are hentai where it's not a joke. Like, it hasn't become a joke. Like, it is just one underage person and one older person, whether it's, like, taking advantage of them or they have, like, a relationship.
Yeah.
So
I feel like that's kind of the appeal, though, because it is something that is entirely like manufactured. Mm-hmm. Like these aren't it's just drawn, like it's not real bodies. So you don't have to worry about like, you know, anyone's like boundaries being pushed or like coercion or things like that. So it's like you feel a little bit safe as a watcher.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, a friend said a similar thing to me once. It's, I guess, worth mentioning that this is a female friend, that she was like, yeah, like, she watches it and she's conflicted about it, but brought up the point that, like, we know that there were no, like, people harmed in the making of this necessarily. The same way, like,
true.
It, well, like, in contrast to how you can watch live action porn and be like, I wonder if this performer is okay. And, like, if consent was present. Mm-hmm. Whereas with hentai, it can, I agree that, like, from what I've seen and my assumption around a lot of it was always that it was problematic. And I struggle with the storylines of most of what I've seen. But that's just, like, that is to say that, like, it's fantasy, like, leaning into fantasy, and it's animated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I guess the question is, like, is it problematic to, you know, reify these stereotypes around women or these tropes around, like, or just, you know, whatever character, like, you brought up the like, boyish character and the daddy character, like, whatever tropes we're looking at, it is it still problematic to just depict rape or to depict these scenarios where one character is particularly subservient?
Yeah,
we had this exact discussion, like, on our episode of Hentai. Because it is true, like, is it a good outlet for people who, like, have these desires, or is it just perpetuating something?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost, I mean, I think there's...
You can say that about all porn, you know?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, that's all porn.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm also tempted to be like, and what definitive conclusion did you come to? Yeah.
We'd love to know!
Yeah.
We did, is the thing. Like, it kind of was just discussion, and we were like, but who's to say? Like,
yeah, it's fascinating.
It's hard.
I think there's no, like, one answer. I mean, it reminds me of the... I mean, I guess, like, a parallel you could draw is between, like, sports and violence. Like, like sports, particularly, like, the aggressive, like, UFC or, like, wrestling or, like, boxing, like, are they ways to find an outlet for violence and for a natural human need to want to witness violence? Or are they perpetuating it? And I think the answer is yes in both cases.
Yes, period.
Yeah.
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 There's something about hentai, though, that I it speaks to me in that because it is drawn and because it is, like, pure fantasy and it's, like, the horny, like, id, like, direct from the, like, subconscious makes me feel, it, like, brings up, stirs something in me that reminds me of, like, when I was younger, you know? And it was, like, the fucking crazy shit that I would, you know, draw or, like, picture, like, what sex was with, like, massive tits and, like, you know, like, the internal shots of, like, what it looked like, the inside of a body and, like, a penis going in. I was like, this is... This is just weirdly, like, I understand it.
Yeah. And I think the, like, exaggerated form is naturally stimulating, right?
Right.
Like,
yeah,
we know how to respond to it because it's so broad and it's so, like, big old tits, big cock, like, crazy fast fucking. Like,
it just makes me feel like young almost, weirdly.
Yeah. Youthful.
Yeah. Like, it makes me feel
fountain
like
of youth.
Yeah, because it is so fantastical and, like, exaggerated that I'm like, this reminds me of when I was, like, 13 and I was just so horny. I didn't know, like, what sex was. And I was like, and I just thought, like, a cum shot was like, you know, like, that's exactly what I pictured. Like, it's just weirdly, I was like, I get this.
Yeah.
And it kind of, like, brought up these weird, like, you know, like, prepubescent, like, just insane horniness feelings. So I guess you could say I'm into hentai, guys.
I do feel like that is, like, people's, like, peak anime time, too, is, like, preteen, early teenager.
Absolutely.
Like, that's when people get into anime.
I loved Sailor Moon, you guys. I would record it. I recorded it on my VHS. I had a little VHS TV in my bedroom. And I would record the episodes on Cartoon Network. And then I would draw Sailor Moon covers for them.
I love that. Oh, my gosh.
That's who I was when I was 13 years old.
So you get it. Perfect. You have your entry point.
Yeah.
So for you, Dana, as someone who's so well-versed in it, like, how do you grapple with or reconcile some of the problem areas? Like, do you focus on hentai that you find to be less problematic, or do you kind of just embrace the fact that some of it's problematic and you enjoy some of it or don't?
I feel like you kind of have to embrace the fact that it's problematic because there are no unproblematic hentai.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
And that's the problem. Like, when I was looking for something to bring to you guys, I was like, I can show you, like, my favorite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the same time, none of it is good.
Sure.
In terms of being problematic.
None of it is. Yeah, none of it is free of some of the problem areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And it'll always be, like, whether you look at it this way or not, it'll always be some level of, like, Asian fetishization
yeah.
and
yeah. Right,
all that nasty stuff.
Again, that's part of the appeal, is, like, the taboo factor, you know, the
exactly.
perversion of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I've got some stats.
Ooh.
I love a stat.
Love the numbers.
Hentai was the second most searched for term in 2019, which
wow.
is kind of crazy.
It really shot up.
Yeah.
I want to know why.
I know. Mm. It's the fourth most viewed category, displacing MILF. So it's
wow.
more popular than MILF. And that's the category.
Knocked down.
Yeah. So that's the category. That's like not even people just going to the homepage and searching. It's like they went to the trouble of like clicking the categories tab, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
It's specifically more popular in Russia.
Whoa.
It's proportionally viewed 113% more.
Wow.
And it's most popular in the age range of 18 to 34. And more specifically in the 18 to 24 age range.
Russia is interesting.
And then in terms of like, in like binary terms of gender, according to Pornhub, hentai is more popular amongst men. It's the fifth most popular category for men compared to the ninth for women. So still pretty high up, but
yeah.
just a little bit more popular with men, which I get. I feel like it
yeah.
makes sense to me.
We're eager for Pornhub to figure out their non-binary stats and research.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's a whole yeah. like internet shift that needs to happen because
yeah.
Yeah.
you know, they're just,
that would be interesting.
They're just creeping data from other sources, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Someday.
And hentai is definitely made for men. Like
yeah.
I forgot to
yeah,
put it
yeah.
in my personal notes, but there is this factor of like the depersonalization of like the male main character where
yeah.
like his eyes are never seen. He doesn't
right.
really have a name. He's
yeah.
called like senpai or sensei, like just no
Crazy.
Proper words. So
yeah. And then yeah. we still experience like the narrative from his perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
Like
yeah.
he's nameless, as you said, but it's still like him narrating and his experience.
It's
of
his
these
experience. Women. Various
yeah,
women.
Most commonly.
Yeah. I've seen one where the girl character was voice acted.
Oh.
And then the male, while he had dialogue, like there were subtitles for him, there wasn't actual dialogue recorded for him.
Oh.
So it was like the man could really put himself in the shoes of that character.
I think what we've kind of firmly established is that feminist hentai does not yet exist.
Okay,
at least
cool.
not yet.
At
not
least
yet.
Not
Fingers
in
crossed.
A not in a way that has like meaningfully disrupted. Maybe there's someone
okay.
out there like animating their own shit that's gonna like
Maybe.
Blow our minds. And if you are,
right.
send it to us because we'd love to promote
yeah.
your work.
I have tried looking up like top 10 best hentai for women.
Mm.
And I,
no,
it's a short
no.
supply.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there was one, it was one that I watched where it was like a company of women making an erotic dating sim. And they hired a guy to like help them. Like each of them did different things. So like he helped her write scenes and they would act them out. And then like the artist would like do anatomy lessons, quote unquote, and stuff
yeah.
like that. But there was always that factor of, like, does he really want to be doing this? Because he never really seemed all that enthusiastic.
Hmm.
So I still didn't love it, but
yeah.
I
yeah.
mean.
Hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe someday.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Someone will subvert the genre.
Wishful thinking.
I imagine there'd be we can all dream, you know, and I'll say, like, I bet there's an audience for that. Like, maybe not massively,
oh, yeah.
but there's gotta be, like, plenty of hentai anime and like, you know, just fans of this genre that would be like, oh, cool, a storyline that doesn't feel problematic, but still maybe has like taboo elements to it or
mm-hmm.
is sexy otherwise, you know, it's
yeah.
possible,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. I learned a couple terms in the process of researching this.
Okay.
Some that I knew, some that I didn't.
Sure.
Ahagao, okay. I knew. I had heard of recently. I can't say that I knew about it for a long time, but I someone had actually suggested Ahagao as a specific topic, and I was like, well, I think we need to do hentai first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into it. It's a term in Japanese pornography for an exaggerated facial expression of character, like usually females, during sex, typically with rolling or crossed eyes, protruding tongue, and a reddened face. Mm-hmm. And you see this a lot in animation, but also now it's become a trope for cam girls as well. Like when you actually search ahagao as a search term on like Pornhub or aggregates like that, it's a lot of performers mimicking that in their like live videos, which is interesting that it's caught fire that way.
We've talked about it a little bit on the pod, just with other videos that we've seen where girls will do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Even like it's seeped into like not porn too.
Yeah.
Because like people on TikTok, like they do it as a joke. Like cute girls on TikTok, e-girls, like they'll do it.
It was like I can't remember. I didn't write it down, but it was on like a popular like a sweatshirt that like kids were wearing.
Yes.
I
love, it's become a thing at like anime conventions. If people at like Artist Alley, so artists selling their prints and stuff, they'll have signs that say like 50% more for people wearing a Hagao sweatshirt. Because they're like, they're fun, but they're pretty looked down upon at events like that because like there are kids there, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a weird thing.
Right.
I also learned the term fan service.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I may have a limited understanding of this, but like specifically, so fan service is material in a work of fiction or in a fictional series which is intentionally added to please the audience. So it's about servicing the fans and like giving the fans exactly what they want. Like, so for example, like, and I think this extends beyond, this is anime and manga and not just hentai, but it's like a girl in a bikini or like an underwear shot, whatever, like that. Obviously hentai is like leaning deeper into fan service.
Well, that can, fan service extends into American media too. Like the specific example I'm thinking of is in It Chapter 2. And it's never explicitly said in the book either, but people think that Richie is gay.
Oh yeah.
And he is. Like he's supposed to be. You're supposed to think he is, but because they never say it and they just give you those like small moments between Richie and Eddie, it's like, okay, you gave us what we wanted, but also at this point in time, maybe you should just explicitly say
it's
2020.
Yeah, just do it.
Yeah.
Like, we know. Mm-hmm. Bill Hader knows.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bill Hader definitely knows. Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I'm glad you brought up that it extends into media beyond, you know, Japanese art, because I think I think it's almost like something that gave, like, the term originated there, but gave voice to, like, a sort of trope that exists, like has existed or exists in other media, certainly like all over the place otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any terms that you brought to the table, Dana, that you'd like to share?
I sure do. Cool. One of mine was a hey gal, so you covered that. my other one is also not super specific to hentai, but it is shown, what do I want to say? A lot.
Okay, cool.
It is called the double bind. It is a sociological term referring to the expectation of someone to do two conflicting things. So like in pornography's case, and especially hentai, it's like the desire and expectation for a woman to be a virgin, to be like innocent and pure, but at the same time, know how to fuck.
Mm. Oh, it's the Madonna virgin, the virgin horror complex.
Yeah, so, yeah, exactly. It's and this is an expectation of women in America, too, to remain pure for as long as you can, or until marriage in some people's cases, you know. And then, but still be knowledgeable about sex. And that's something you see a lot in hentai, where it'll be a girl character's first time, and then she'll just know how to do it.
Right.
Which is the dream, you know?
And then, and also be like, I love it.
Yeah.
Right.
This doesn't hurt at all. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What, do you have any more terms?
No.
Okay.
Just that one. Okay. But I love it. I love the double bind. Yeah. I think it is such an interesting concept.
Yeah. I love also that Rachel and I both went, because we just immediately went to bondage.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I thought, I was like, oh no, I'm going to say that.
And I was like, horny, here we go. I have a bunch of terms. Again, stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I learned about like Shotokan and Lolicon. Shotokan is like centered on prepubescent underage boys, and Lolicon is like prepubescent underage girls.
Yeah.
Futanari, which is a subgenre of hentai, which features a female with a penis or a penis-like appendage in place of, or in addition to, a vulva. Which I was like, oh, wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. I know it exists. I haven't seen a lot of that.
Okay, cool.
But, yeah.
And eroge? Erogi?
Oh, eroge?
Eroge. Okay, yeah. The erotic Japanese video games, which are, yeah, like a game you get to play. Are all those games where it's like try not to come whenever you like look at Pornhub.
I actually love dating sims.
Really?
Yeah, they're really fun.
Oh.
There's one called Honey Pop that was actually made in America, but it's kind of like a satire on dating sims.
Okay.
Because in most dating sims, you pick one girl, you follow her route, you get the ending, you get to have sex with her. But in this one, the goal is to have sex with all of them. So you like you go on like dates that are like match three puzzles.
Oh wow.
Like Bejeweled kind of.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have to do an episode on that.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
I also found information on, and I'm definitely going to say this wrong, yaoi, also known as boys'
yaoi.
Love.
Yaoi. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yaoi.
A genre of fictional media originating in Japan that features homoerotic relationships between male characters, which sounds like where I want to live in this whole universe. Like, it just feels like safer territory as long as we're talking about how it can be, like, problematic, particularly in how women are depicted.
Yeah.
But that's all like said without me actually being familiar with the genre. I'm like, I'm just curious about it. It sounds like a path I might want to investigate.
And then there's also
the woman's side of that is Yuri.
Yes. Right. There's the other one. But isn't it, it's kind of made for the opposite gender.
Yeah. Yaoi definitely is. I haven't looked at a lot of Yuri, honestly.
Okay.
So I'm not sure with that one. But yeah, Yaoi is definitely made for women.
Yeah. Yeah. Got it. Cool. I'm into that.
Very soft.
It's interesting that it doesn't feel like there's so much of an American counterpart to that. Like, I can't think of a lot of like homoerotic media that's specifically made for women, or that the majority audience is women. Like, certainly there are women that watch like gay porn, but I can't think of a counterpart that it's that the audience in the production of the media is like aware of the female audience and catering to it. So that's cool, interesting.
I wanted to talk a little bit about tentacles.
Okay.
But before I get to that, I guess want to give you some history that I found.
Please.
About just kind of like how hentai came to be. Specifically, like, obviously there's been Japanese erotic art since like, you know, the year 800, which was called Shunga, and then it was suppressed by the shoguns. One of the most well-known examples of erotic art was like The Dream of the Fisherman's Wife, which was by Hokusai Katsushika, which depicts a woman being stimulated by two octopuses. It's featured in The Handmaiden. Which was crazy. And then so flash forward to the 20th century. Toshio Maeda is best known for introducing tentacles to the genre. There's because, you know, Japan, there's so much censorship. You see all that in porn, like in one of the videos that you showed us, things are blurred out, you know, like it's hard to find things that are uncensored.
Yeah, that is the norm. Yeah,
it's Toshio Maeda was one of the founding fathers of hentai, and he's the tentacle master. And he said, you know, it's illegal to create a sensual scene in bed. And I thought I would do something to avoid drawing such a normal sensual scene. So I just created a creature. His tentacle is not a penis as a pretext. I could say as an excuse, this is not a penis. This is just part of the creature. So the creatures, they don't have a gender. A creature is a creature. So it's not obscene. So I thought that was kind of fascinating as like a workaround in censorship in Japan. There's like, and that's kind of how tentacles became such a big part of
such a facet of the
erotic genre. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How interesting.
Yeah. Do you like to watch stuff that has tentacles in it?
No, I do not.
No, you're not.
I don't seek it out.
Yeah.
I was gonna try and find one for you guys. Yeah. But I was just like,
just because it seems pretty prevalent, you know?
It is, yeah.
In hentai specifically, and that made a lot of sense to me, just the idea that, like, if you know, it's so illegal to draw something with a penis or, you know, a tongue even.
So let's come up with, like, a monstrous phallus and just use that as a substitute.
And just use that instead, yeah.
The phallus will find a way.
It always does, doesn't it?
Yeah. The master of hentai, the father of hentai. Pay your respects.
I know. The tentacle master. Love that. Self-proclaimed, even. Like, okay, honey. You're really going for it. Yeah. We're not going to take it from you.
Yeah.
No one's going to take that. Yeah. No one's taking that title.
So, do you have other research, Rachel, or should we maybe, like, dip into the showdown?
Let's dip into the showdown.
Oh, boy.
So, I'll just read a couple of titles that I found. Again, these are from the aggregates, so I think, like, the sort of comedy to me in this is how off base they are, or how they're just so, like, clearly pirated. There were only, like, a couple that I was like, maybe this is actually from a series that exists, or like at least labeled as such, I should say. So we'll start with When Your MILF Mom Is So Thick and Cute. Oka-san. Peppered Oka-san in there. And I looked up the term and it actually means like someone else's mother. So I was like, they stuck the correct term at the end, but just started with like, when your MILF mom is so thick and cute, Oka-san.
Yeah. Like, they're trying to keep it on brand.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We've also got, Ishizoku Reviewers Hyena Girl Scene Extended and Edited Version.
Oh my god.
Yes, I wondered if you might be familiar with this. I had to look up Ishizoku Reviewers. So you're familiar with the show, I assume?
Yes, I haven't watched it yet. But it somehow, it's Interspecies Reviewers in English.
Okay.
Wow.
It somehow got a dub from Funimation, which is like one of the big anime dubbing companies, and got like released somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And people were like, this is hentai. Because people will, like, there's a genre of anime called ecchi, which is, like, very, very close to hentai, but, like, they don't have sex.
Oh.
Yeah.
So people will dub those and release them. But this, when it came out, people were like, what the fuck, man? What is this? So I'm interested.
So send her the link.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do it on our podcast. We have to.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I went a little bit down the rabbit hole just to get an understanding of what it was. And it seemed like it was a show on a larger network that was like canceled as recently as like this January or February, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think like essentially it was like hentai living on a network not dedicated or made for hentai.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Animals are big right now in anime.
Wow.
Yes. So yeah, this was specifically a hyena girl. So, so there
Love
you go.
It.
Next we have hentai dude accidentally fucks Furl who lives above him and then two others.
Hentai dude.
Accidentally. Oh no.
These people are really just, you know, they're hentai missionaries. They're just, they've come to spread the word on Pornhub and they're using the terminology that they know is going to bring them in.
Yeah, they're clickbaiting the casual passerby. Furl was obviously girl with a typo who needs to proofread their titles.
Right. See, they even knew to they even knew
to include a typo.
They knew. They were like, I know what'll get them.
Yeah, and then the next one, the next
bait and switch.
Yes, the next two I think are funny because they're both like referring to the titles as if we know them, but not actually the titles. So this one's That Housewife at That Apartment, episode 1 to 2. And then the old school counselor guy fucks the schoolgirls with big tits?
Question mark?
Which, like, feels to me like the title, like, when I, if I'm the person making this title, I'm like, we've all stumbled across this particular hentai. Here it is. It's the one with the old counselor guy, and he fucks the schoolgirls with big tits.
Which, you know the one.
Yeah, which could even be the porn that we're going to review later in the episode. We also have Brother Catches His Stepsister Masturbating, Uncensored Hentai. This is obviously, again, like, catering to the Pornhub crowd, being like, it's a stepsister thing, only it's hentai.
Yeah. Do we see a lot of men masturbating in hentai or no?
No. Unfortunately.
That might be nice.
Yeah.
Might be nice. Hentai creators. Just a thought.
We're talking to you directly.
They're listening, okay? I know they are.
Then we have Hot Teen Pussy. No, sorry. Hot Teen Get Pussy Filled with Cum by Monsters. Best Uncensored Hentai Fuck.
By Monsters.
So, yes, by Monsters. So going back to the origins of hentai.
I know.
Yes.
As previously discussed.
Yeah.
And then last one, I almost drowned, so much suck cock, blowjob, 4K, ahegao.
Wow.
Wow.
I almost drowned.
That one's got it all. 4K.
They jammed it all in there.
Yeah.
I have to say, really, the cum shots that I've seen in the hentai videos.
Oh, boy.
Psycho.
They're something.
Yeah.
I think that's honestly what I thought, like, jizz looked like when I was younger, too. Or it was just like, and the noises, too, that the sound effects that they give it, where it's like whipped cream coming out of a can is what it sounds like.
Like yellow cottage cheese.
Yeah.
Like,
and it's just
cottage cheese.
And the force at which it spurts out is unparalleled.
Shocking.
Yeah. Blows my mind.
Yeah.
Well, another unrealistic expectation.
I mean, come on. You said it, sister.
Also, to be fair, it's unrealistic to expect to see the inside of my vaginal canal.
But if
while
I did,
you're fucking me.
If I did, it literally would be that, though. Like, it is exactly what I was picturing. I was like, oh my God, they knew.
Wow.
I know.
Oh boy. Should we take a quick break?
Yeah, let's take a break.
Yeah.
My foot's asleep.
We break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And we're back.
We're back.
What a journey we've been on.
I know.
What a journey we've been on. And here we are returned to discuss Ochimono RPG Seikishi Luvelius. I probably butchered that. Dana, did I get vaguely close?
Did that sound right?
That was pretty good.
Hell yeah. I feel like the last word came out Italian sounding.
Luvelius.
I think that's a name. I think that's the Holy Knight's name, maybe.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. There you go.
This is just the little synopsis that was provided for us underneath.
Ooh, hell yeah.
It's just, a demon invasion takes over the world under the rule of a well-endowed demon king, which then proceeds to take down one of the last bastions of hope that the humans possess. But he then realizes that she possesses too much power, and he must grow his by sleeping with multiple demons and impregnating them.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I couldn't follow.
There were some typos in there that I had to fix on the way.
Yeah, but I was going to say that was a great read because I noticed when I read that that like possess was process or something. And,
and I took some liberties.
The sentence. No, you just you gathered what they were putting down.
Yeah.
You know, you picked up the gist there.
Thank you guys so much.
Mm-hmm. You did great.
Wow. What? A video.
Yeah.
I truly apologize because I did not watch this whole thing.
Oh my
before
God.
I sent it to
no,
you guys.
Don't apologize.
We've reviewed a live action porn called Penis Animal featuring like a homemade, like a person in a homemade dildo uniform, like animal suit. So, like, we've been there and back. So,
okay. Yeah, we've seen it all. Actually, no, we really haven't seen it all. We've seen a fraction of it all, but we've seen a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we would have been doing the genre justice if we treaded too lightly here.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
So here we are.
So the Demon King is just, we don't get to see his eyes. He's got an emo haircut. Mm-hmm. And we just open on him fucking on his throne. He's fucking someone who's addicted to him. I can tell because she's got that look in her eye. She's
sure
been,
does.
She's dickmatized.
And she's a demon, right? Like,
yeah.
Everyone except for the female knight that he fucks is a demon because he derives power from these demon women in the woods.
Yeah, yeah, I think he dickmatizes them.
So.
He dickmatizes.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. There's some great lines of dialogue, like your head is ramming against my womb, which I was like, wow, okay, womb even.
Personally loved your diabolical cock.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's
that
great.
Was a good
yeah,
one.
I'm writing that one down.
We also, I have two faves, scraping up and mashing my womb more than usual.
Yeah, more
also,
than usual.
More than usual. Also, both my pussy and my baby room are gonna be a sloppy mess.
Oh my God.
My baby room.
Baby room was choice.
Yeah.
Another one that I love is you're spraying your thick cock juice into my womb pussy.
Yeah, lots of womb.
That one is pure poetry.
Yeah, we get in a lot of womb, baby room. Like, we get it. It's, like, all about, like, impregnating, you know?
Yes.
He's gotta
build
his power.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is, I think that is kind of a subgenre in hentai, is, like, the impregnation kink. So.
Yeah, and then, you know, the female knight appears to be like, you know, we're gonna battle, and you're bad. And then he fucks
rapes her. He rapes her, yeah.
Yeah, he rapes her.
It's like, cool.
Yeah.
A rape
he,
scene.
Like,
here we go.
It's ugly.
I know. But what's crazy to me is, like, there was about the first halfway through of this rape scene, I was like, I get this.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know? Like, oh. yeah. Like, well, there's, like, the dubious consent thing that you talked about earlier where it's like, you know. But what I didn't like was I wanted there to be a turning point, which is what I look for in, like, rape scenes where it's, like, all of a sudden, she likes it.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was expecting for this, too.
Yeah. I like that conflict where it's, like, I don't, like, how you've tied me up and now you're going to fuck me. And it's, like, actually, like, don't stop. You know, like, I'm loving it. But that didn't happen, which I was kind of bummed about.
Yeah.
Big bummer. It was a real rape.
It was just
a
rape through and through.
I was expecting it to happen.
Yeah.
But she got dickmatized as
she
well.
She did.
But she broke out of it.
Yeah. She was, and there was that thing again about, like, her being a virgin, but, like, you know, the insane internal shot of him sticking his tongue in her
so we introduce that she's a virgin by him, like, sticking his tongue in her and being like, I thought you were a virgin, because I guess presumably she's, like, tight. It's, you know, distributing the myth that virginal women feel different somehow. And then he penetrates her.
There's some cartoon blood.
Yes.
Lots of blood.
Yeah, which,
and the sad thing is that this isn't, like, rape scene exclusive.
Yeah.
Like, in a lot of hentai, if the female character is a virgin, there will be blood when she's penetrated for the first time, which is not a great thing to perpetuate, because when I was young, I thought for sure my first time would suck, it would be painful, it would be super
bloody,
bleed everywhere.
But
like, it's just uncomfortable.
There
wasn't any blood.
And then I'm like, hey, wait a second.
Hold on.
wait a second here.
I think I'm getting
this. I also didn't bleed.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So myth busted.
Yeah, it's an icky thing that happens a lot in hentai.
It's also a fascinating and interesting thing, because we should note that this was still a censored...
Oh, yeah.
Censored animation. Yes. So we're seeing them, like, thrusting, and we get, like, cum shots, and we're still obviously, like, seeing that this is...
Yeah.
Porn, but, like, his... dick is digitized. So when he's like digitized in animation, which is a funny thing to begin with, but like, it's pixelated, I guess.
And it's massive.
And when he's fucking her and she's presumably bleeding, it like goes red. So it's like we see that it's like bloody without seeing like his actual cock, which is I'm like, I mean, it's funny to be like, this is a workaround, and this is therefore not as obscene, but like still very obscene. Like,
I know.
You know, the workaround still achieve that obscenity without like violating the explicit, you know, rules around it.
Yeah,
from what I understand, it's just that in Japan, it is illegal to show fully nude genitalia.
Yeah.
So like, the porn itself isn't illegal. Yeah,
right.
But they gotta, even though you know what's going on, they can't show it.
You know, whoever wrote that law is like, damn it.
Yeah. These little fuckers. Yeah.
It's like,
I wasn't specific enough.
I wasn't clear enough. I did not expect this workaround.
What killed me was like, so she's like getting fucked or whatever. And he was like, it's not even in the whole way yet. And then he like rams it in. And she's like, I'll kill you. And then she gets kind of digmatized. And she starts like apologizing. Like, she's like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. And I was like, hold up, this is me. Like, this is actually me. I'm like, fuck you, I hate you. Wait, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. Like, I was like, I absolutely
digmatized.
Yeah. And I'm like, I'm sorry, wait, baby.
Hold on.
Yeah. I also have to say, I had a hard time keeping track of the women in this.
Oh.
So we have our, like, original demon.
Yeah,
and
Demon
then
King.
We have the... No, I mean, we have the Demon King, but we have this, like, demon women that he's fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Those are other demons, right? That are, like, the other women are just, like, other demons he derives power from.
The first one we see actually gets named. Her name is Tia.
Oh, sure.
Right.
He says her name, like, once.
Yeah. Tia. That's right. And then he fucks the Lady Knight.
Mm-hmm.
And then this other demon, like...
That was his sister.
His little sister
at
one point?
Yes, that was his sister.
Yeah.
That was his little sister.
She was like another demon who was his little sister. She was the one with pink hair, right?
Yeah.
Or was there a different pink-haired chick?
She was blonde, I think. Blonde with pigtails.
Okay. Mm. And then there was a pink-haired chick later who was not the original demon, but a third.
Correct.
And
she was
demon
sleeping.
Lady.
That was sleeping? Is that what you're talking about? The girl that was sleeping?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
his
sister comes back to fight her.
Yes.
Yeah. To be like, that's my cock.
Yeah.
I'm digmatized.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, a man wrote this.
That's my cock on my brother. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they fight. They fight and they rub nipples when they fight over his dick. Yeah.
As I always do when I fight, Rachel.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you accused me of stealing your Cheez-Its, we fought and we rubbed nipples.
Yeah.
I thought it was so funny how, like, when he's just fucking his little sister, he's like, they're also talking about, like, fight strategies.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, why are you even bothering with this?
Yeah, there's, like, dialogue, like, while they're just humping. Like, we're, like, on their faces.
Yeah.
We see they're still humping. Like, that was an interesting move. I mean, there was a lot of funny, like, obscured sex in this. Like, the opening scene, I was like, wait, who's what? Like, I couldn't tell how the fucking was happening. Until we got the wide shot where she's, like, sitting on him. But I was like, Wait, mm-hmm. are these people fucking each other? Or are these different fuck sessions happening separate? Like, I was like fully bewildered when we first got into it. Also, because I'm like not used to watching animation, so the like cues I was given were just like bewildering to me.
Some other
some
other bewildering things. When the Lady Knight just produced breast milk. Just afterwards.
Yeah. How?
And he was like, oh, forgot to tell you, my semen is so powerful.
That you just immediately produce breast milk.
Yeah. And then he drinks it.
Sorry.
Yeah. And then.
Forgot to mention that.
They had the orcs drink it as well. The orcs lined up to drink it.
Also, his semen is so magical that when he fucked his sister and he came in her, she pissed in orgasm.
Yeah.
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 Actual line of dialogue. Yep.
And then I just, like, who can come this much? I mean, obviously, like, yes, we know, but, like, who even thought? Like, had the thought to be like, yeah, and then he comes again, you know, but it's just like more cum, like just more whipped cream from a canister at such an insane pressure, like force. It just was so much. It was buckets.
Yeah,
he's buckets of cum.
He's the demon king.
Buckets of cum.
He's, yeah.
And then he fucks the girl who was asleep. I don't know who that was.
Lost
that was shocking.
That lost me.
I was like, what do you mean she was asleep this whole
and
time?
And then she wakes up. He comes in her. She wakes up. She's like, oh, my pussy's already wet. Thank God you're here. And he's like, yeah, round two, sure.
Oh, boy.
It was nuts.
Yeah. It's weird because he also seems a little burdened by
it. Yeah, I know.
Like, he's just like, oh, I have to fuck all of these women.
I know. Yeah. He was just like, okay. Now they're fighting. Oh, my God. But, I mean...
Oh, jeez. They're both sucking my dick. I know. Ugh.
But, I mean, he's filled with cum, apparently, so he's ready.
Yeah. Always hard,
it's
I guess.
Perpetually hard.
This was episode one, right?
Yeah, there are more.
Where can it go?
Like, in the suggested videos that there is up to four, which is, like... unprecedented for hentai.
Yeah, and I'm like, I gotta...
There's usually like two episodes.
I gotta count how many cum shots there are because, my God, there are a lot.
I almost never say this, but I could have done with more exposition.
Well, this was my thing. Like, I thought it was so strange that, like, they tried to have a plot, but none of it mattered at all. Like, why bother establishing the rules of this fantasy world?
Yes.
It's okay. It can just be in a fantasy world. There doesn't need to be, like, context.
Yeah. If a musical is, like, 50% story and 50% songs to support that story, this was, like, you know... 85% sex scenes and like 15% like wild story. And I was a little bit like, wait, let me catch up. Who's his dick in now? Like, I literally
could not keep
track of like where his dick was and who these people around him
were. Who's guzzling his cum now?
It's hard to follow.
Yeah. Anything about this one that was particularly hot for anyone? Like,
I mean, I liked the idea that, like, you know, they were fighting and, like, and then he was, like, you know, he held her back by his powers and, you know, was like, I'm going to eat you out now.
Yeah.
Like, that, I was like, okay, me likey. But then I just didn't, I wanted it to be, like, her to actually enjoy it, you know, as waiting for that
turn.
Yeah,
that was my thing, too.
Yeah. I liked that there was a lady knight and I was like, where is this going to go? No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Like, there could have been a cool opportunity. Oh, now I'm just thinking about the sex scene in Crouching Tiger.
Oh, like interesting.
Where they're, like, fighting and then it's fucking hot and you want them to fuck. Like, that. There's, you know, there's an opportunity to turn a fight into a sexy scene, but instead they were, you know, it just...
Tension.
She never got to enjoy it. She went from hating it to dickmatized. And there's a progression there, you know?
Right, like, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love
missed opportunity.
I can't say I loved this one.
I loved him ripping out the crotch of her bike shorts. Loved that.
Her shorts were so tight.
I know. Loved it. Gotta say, I loved it. Wanted more of that. her bike
Rachel
shorts.
Loves a crotch rip. We know
I
this.
Do. She I loves... love a panty sniff. I love a crotch rip. I love sex with a panties on.
She loves torn textiles. Yeah, she loves torn textiles.
You know, rip the panties off.
She loves a slide to the side, slip it in.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm loving
that's a good one.
You know?
Yeah.
When you just can't wait to just pull them off.
Mm-hmm.
You got to rip them. Mm-hmm. You got to move them to the side.
Yeah. Well, shall we move on to fuzzy lips?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Fuzzy lips. Okay. Do we know, Dana, can you give us a little bit of info about, because this is episode 2, right?
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't, what's fuzzy lips about?
So, I mean, the first episode is pretty similar to this one, where it is, it is just, like, the teacher and the student having, like, this established relationship. Like, we're already kind of dropped into it.
Cool. Yeah. All right. I didn't know if there was some backstory that I needed. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I liked the way this started.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's fun. Like, it's very, it shows that it's aware of itself and it knows that it's silly.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
So we start on a slurpy derpy blowjob between like a doctor and a nurse, or like his.
It's a teacher and
a student. Oh, it is a teacher and a student. Okay, all right. Okay, I knew it was like some sort of subordinate.
Yeah, she refers to him as sensei.
Oh, okay, all right.
Which again goes back to like he doesn't have a name; he's just constantly called sensei.
Sensei.
Or does he? Does he have a name at one point? He does like speak to another dude at one point. Does he say his name?
The actual, so Cone is the girl, and then, the dude, when he's, like, in that meeting in that one scene, the other teacher gives him a name, but it does, I mean.
Right.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It's sensei.
Yeah.
We open on this sex scene of a teacher having, like, a sexual relation with, you know, his student.
Student. Akagi, right?
Yeah. And... Mm-hmm.
And she's obsessed. She is into him.
She's like, you did this to me. You took my virginity and now I need you all the time. And they're having sex and they use a condom, which I thought was cool. The inclusion of that.
Mm-hmm. And then they don't.
And then they don't. She's like sopping wet.
Mm-hmm.
The way that they drew like wetness and like spit and stuff made it look very appealing, I have to say.
Yeah.
It's very exaggerated. I mean, she was like, look how wet I am just from sucking you off.
Yeah.
And then it was like dripping. And I was like, I have never been that wet. But here we are in like animation land where we can like, you know, make broad strokes and exaggerate.
Right.
You know, those elements.
Mm-hmm.
They fuck with a condom. I had the same reaction. I was like, a condom?
Wow.
In animation.
Yeah.
Like, why not? And then we're like, but let's.
Setting a good example.
Yeah, but like, let's fuck without it. Which I actually like, I had reservations because I was like, oh, we introduced the condom so that we could lose it. And I was like, okay, well, this is a case where like, hentai is kind of doing what I need it to, where like removing the condom is like, ooh, it's like raw and it's better. And like, I, you know, full disclosure, like raw sex and don't like dealing with condoms. Of course I do for safety purposes. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, that is appealing and it being sort of taboo. I thought, however, that was going to be the plot twist. I was like, he's going to knock her up.
Oh, sure.
And this is going to be like about him being like tied to his student. I was like writing the movie of this
You were
irresponsible,
going.
Dude. You fucked your student. She was too young. Like, she wanted, you know, to like, she was too intense in this and she wants to have your baby. Mm-hmm. And then it didn't go there, which is like interesting. It didn't go there at all.
Yeah.
It was romantic as hell, you guys. Like, she was like, I'd do anything for you. We got some in crazy angles, like the perspective of just like from underneath. Because, I mean, again, it's all drawn, so you can do whatever you want. Like, it's, it blew my mind. Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that.
One thing I like in this one is like when she's on her hands and knees, her like boobs actually have weight.
Yeah.
Like they're not just like plastered to her chest.
Yeah, I did like that.
I think that's great. Yeah. That's good animation.
That is good animation.
The slamming sound of him pounding into her Loved that. Mm-hmm. Him, the teacher was like holding her arms back and doggy. At one point they did like the internal shot of her coming and it was like her insides were like twitching, which I was like, yes, this is exactly what I picture when I have an orgasm.
Yeah.
I was just going back to the plot. So he fucks this first girl initially and then he moves on to the second girl.
No. Wait, yeah. So
this is porn he's watching.
Yeah, he's watching porn.
Oh, my God.
And he was he was like, I can't watch this because it's too close to home. So we zoom out.
Oh,
and then
I
he
totally
turned
missed
it off.
That thing.
Yeah.
It's meta.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And then he
so
turned
he
it
was
off.
Watching. Okay, wait. So he was watching teacher-student porn.
Yes.
He is a teacher, and he was having this relationship with
the
second chick, not the chick with the short brown hair, but the...
Right. That's the girl in the porn.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Akagi is the one in the porn, the fake fantasy one, and then Kohn is, like, his girlfriend.
Oh, okay.
And then we pull out and we see he's like, I can't masturbate to this. It's too close to home. And then he, like, gives us a lovely little voiceover about, like, his internal conflict, his, you know, he's like, I shouldn't have done this. Like, and then we see him fucking her outside the school, like, up against the wall. She's like, I can't control myself. Like, if you fuck me this good, I'm going to be loud, you know?
Yeah.
Which I loved. I thought that was
they
hot.
Have like, nice like playful banter about like getting caught. Yeah. Like he's like, we're gonna get caught if you're too loud. And she's like, that's worse for you, buddy.
Yeah. Okay, this is better.
Yeah.
I was struggling. I was struggling with him as like just a dude who like fucks all of his students. Like I was like, I thought he was like rotating through students, and then I was like, so this is like Californication hentai, like this is like a mild sex addict who's like fucking younger women, but like, and then at the end when he was like, that's when I confessed my love for her, I was like, oh, but this one's different. But I was like confused because I didn't get that she was the girlfriend. I thought she was just like the third in a rotation of students that he fucks.
Gotcha. This is his girl, and he's, you know, they love the risky situation of it, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense. The taboo of it all.
Right.
We said the word taboo 100 times in this episode, but it's necessary.
It is necessary.
Yeah. I do. I like this scene a lot because I'm a very vanilla person.
Me too.
And I like, I like that this, like, fucking isn't too, like, hard or fast or intense. It's just risky.
Yes.
Like, that's where, like, they're having the fun is that they're at school. Right.
Yeah, the tension of their relationship.
Like,
also, I love outdoor sex, so
me
it's
too.
Fun to have, like,
the public
animated version of that. And, the, like,
and then
ooh,
the
like,
scene, and then we go to the scene in the bathtub where he's reminiscing about it, and then she's like, oh, I'm here. I told you I might be coming over. And he, like, tribs on her back, which I kind of loved.
Yeah.
And
she's like, you don't get to get off by yourself.
I know.
Like, you don't get to just, like, trib on me and, like, come. Like, let me have some fun, too, which is cool.
Yeah. And, like, before that, too, like, when they're just sitting in the bath together and he's giving her, like, soft back kisses.
I know.
Yeah.
It was so romantic.
I love it. Yeah.
And then he comes, and then she's like, let's move to the bed. I was like, this is why hentai is appealing, because they could just come over and over and over again because they're not real people.
Yeah.
You know? So then they go to, like, the biggest bed ever. They have more sex. We finally get some clit stimulation. Have to say, loved it. Loved the inclusion of that. And then there's a great moment where, like, it's like a shot of, like, her hand falling on the bed. I was like, oh, artistic. And then we see some gaping. Her pussy gapes.
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a shot of, like, him fucking her, but, like, without him.
Oh.
So you, like, see that kind of thing.
Oh,
interesting.
I thought it was just, like, her gaping, which I was into.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the appeal, I think. I really like this because, like, she never, like, screams in the way that a lot of hentai girls do.
Yeah.
And she also doesn't use any of that, like, weird bullshit, like, oh, you're gonna fill my womb stuff.
Yeah.
Like, she says in plain language, this feels really good. And I love that.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Now, we have some blood at the end. Like, he fucks her. So we got blood in this, right? Like, I'm not just fully confusing my porns.
Did I? No, I don't think so.
Okay, I think I put this note in the wrong video.
No, we didn't.
Like,
have
I was
blood.
Like rereading this and being like, did that happen? And I was.
That's a nice thing in this too. In the first episode, also, like, we don't know if he took her virginity or not, but we never see blood from her.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah.
Great.
No.
We only ever see her having.
She's
a
having
good time.
A great time, and he's like, "No, we're not going to stop until we both come," which I loved.
Yeah.
You know, it was also about her pleasure. And then she comes and it's great. I thought it was, you know, as accurate as it could be in an animation of like her body like shaking and, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And then they have.
I'm a big fan
of
this.
Me too.
One.
I watched this one first and I was like, I'm into hentai.
You should watch the first episode too. I really enjoy the first episode.
I might.
I'm going to check that out. Yeah. I like this video now that I know that I was wrong about the things that I thought were happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they lay on the bed and they have an emotional conversation.
Yeah.
Yes.
His head is in her lap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
I couldn't
believe
it.
She teases him a little. She's like, maybe you're fucked, maybe you're not. Like, she kind of there's a little power play there from her, which is cool.
Yeah, I love that she's like blunt and she's like, maybe I won't stay here, but you know,
maybe
like,
this is where I'm.
That's my line.
Maybe this is where I'm supposed to be.
What were they alluding to around the like the job stuff? Like when she like that meeting that he took and like the future. I was a little confused about the context of that. Did you get that, you two?
I think it's just that. Like, when we see him having sex with her behind the school, when they finish, she says, maybe I'll stop skipping school if you have sex with me.
Oh, yeah.
So I think it is, like, this really, like, cute subplot of him being concerned for her education.
Right. Yeah, like, for her future, right?
And
like,
for her safety, He doesn't want her to run away.
Yeah.
There was this line that I wrote down, because I died. I loved it. In the end, we're the same. We both ran away from the cages that held us captive.
The drama.
I know. And you know what? I loved it. I ate it up.
Yeah, this one has like a good plot. It matters. Because it makes you feel for them. It makes it like romantic.
Yeah.
And again, like the way it was just drawn with perspectives and everything, it was like you can do so much more than in you know, real porn.
Yeah.
You can see so much more, which I liked. I liked that.
Yeah, this one's really good.
The fantasy and the romance, still kind of rooted in reality, but, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I will tell you, in the first episode, she actually gives him a rim job, which is like,
wow.
Not something you ever see in hentai.
2020.
Spicy.
I wanted to tell you guys that. I know,
okay,
right?
Okay, I know what I'm doing tonight.
The year of the rim job. Okay. How many episodes are there of this that we know of?
This one is only
two. It's two. Okay. So this is the conclusion. Okay, I'm going to watch the first episode. Now that I cleared up like what I was confused about, I feel excited about it. Because I get the appeal. Like, I get the physical appeal of, like, broad strokes animation depicting sex. Like, it is stimulating.
Yeah.
Like, the way that it's drawn.
But I like the stuff that's like based in reality. Like I didn't want the, you know, fantastical demon kings and things like that.
Yeah, this one struck a nice balance. I mean, obviously this is more accessible for people like us that are less into like, you know, various animated universes where like, oh, real people, like teacher, student, you know.
Yeah.
And it feels more like a TV show we might watch.
It's a soap opera.
But I do like that it for this one, for me, like, struck the balance between having that animation that's, like, more stimulating just by virtue of it being more fantastical and like, exaggerated to an extent, but still having elements of realism that we look for, and having clit stimulation and having her pleasure exist, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really cool.
It's very good.
Good picks, Dana. I know. Thanks for taking the lead on that.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys liked it.
I did. I learned a lot.
Yeah.
Yay.
About hentai and myself.
Wow. I said we went on a journey, and
here we are.
Safe to say that Fuzzy Lips is going into my spank bank. What about you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
I've done it. I mean, it's already there for me. So.
Love it.
Yeah, God, I
was like, after I watched it, I was like, wait a second, I need to close my door.
I genuinely did not think that either of these were going to go in my spank bank, but over the course of this episode, I have actually changed my mind, and I'm going to check out episode one.
Oh!
And maybe... And
I'm so excited.
Maybe have a nice little night in with myself this very evening. Why
a
not?
A night Lovely. In as opposed to a night out. You were going to go out.
Rachel, let a girl dream.
Oh, Dana, thank you so much for coming on the show. Yes. We really appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad you guys liked yeah. Fuzzy Lips and had fun with the
oh
other
God,
one.
We had yes. a great time. We learned a
totally
lot.
Totally hit the mark in both cases. And right. I think we showed like a great, you know, range of what hentai can be, which is what we were hoping.
Yeah, yeah
absolutely.
So thank you so much again.
Great. Of course. My pleasure.
Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn. You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Porn. That's porn without the O. Or on our website at girlsonporn.com.
Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, include your Insta handle and we'll post it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.